Blog Talk Radio.
Make up.
Bless you tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Movement on Monday night. And I want to say to you, thank you, you and you, every letter, every telephone call, that's a blessing for you. But I want you to get ready for an overflow in your life. I want you to get ready to claim a blessing coming your way. And that's very important. Now, I want you, I want to thank you, Sister Mary, Sister Pearl, Sister Cook, all the letters and telephone calls. We're getting ready to go to the next level. Right now, we're in the month of October, where there's lots of demonic spirits. I ask people to take coins, take silver, and put on their dresser. And the lady asked me what that was about. That is to keep them evil spirits away from you, coming to you at night. To take a quarter, dime, a couple of nickels and put them there. Set a glass of water up also. Set a glass of water up. We're dealing with demonic spirits. Never in the history have I seen so much of evil and death with Abaddon, which is the angel of death, so much of killing and murder going on with our people, black on black, white on white, brown on brown. It's like it's an evil spirit have took over, and if you ain't suited and booted up, it'll get you. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Tonight, I want you, each one, that I want you to get ready. Thank you, Bright Star. I hear from Bright Star, she called me. Doctor, I want to say something. Doctor all the way down in Houston, Texas, who called me. And I want to tell her that I'm praying for her. You know, sometimes people call because they want something. Or they call Mary because they need something. You know, I talked to Brother Darrell the night, and he said he was going through something. You're going to always go through something when you don't connect with God. You know, some people, they ear hustle. And ear hustle means they listen, but they don't get the full facts of what's going on. Like if I tell Mary to do something, it ain't for Rose to do it. If I tell Pearl to do something, it ain't for Kit to do it. Because the Spirit gave me is for them. We are the children of the world. We are God's blessed people. God made us in his image and his likeness. And God did that for a purpose. So you got to understand tonight, I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. I have so many calls about somebody got shot, somebody got killed, somebody overdosed. And they said, Bishop, they scared to come on the radio because you might bust them out. I'm not busting nobody out. I'm just telling you what God tell me to tell you. I want to thank Mama Jo that called me earlier, Mother Frances down in New Orleans, And she said they praying that the water get back normal. Prayer changes things. So you need to pray in order for God to turn some stuff around. This is a demonic spirit. This is, now, I want you to know what's going on. Halloween is not a story in the Bible. Halloween is about witches, warlocks, death and murder, and a defiance against God. Okay? Now, when you put all that together, put down Romans 1 and 26. Let me see it. Romans 1 and 26. God turned them over to a reprobate mind. So you got people tonight, their mind is reprobate. They don't care about life. They care about themselves, young and old, rich and poor. So what I'm saying to you tonight, I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. I want you to get ready to claim what God is going to set you up to do. Dr. King talked about, I have a dream. Dr. King talked about that you got to stand strong. Malcolm talked about being together. Martin talked about being together. Marcus Garvey talked about, let's break away out of this witchcraft. Let's break away off of this evil. Now, you got spirits can give you heart attacks and strokes. You got spirits will blind you. Y'all ain't listening to me. You got to be rooted and booted in God. And you got to know that God will take care of you. Here's what he said. If my people that are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from the week where I will bless the land. While he's blessing the land, he's going to heal me and you. So tonight, whatever you doing, take time out to tell God thank you. Take time out to pray for somebody. Take time out for God to show you what's really going on. We're praying tonight for what happened over in the Middle East, where people got killed and murdered, terrorist act. It was 9-1-1 over there. And we had 9-1-1 here, lots of people got killed. But over in Israel, they had 9-1-1 there. People got killed, murdered, and it seemed like wars and rumors of wars. And what that means, man does not understand God. God said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. When man can stop the killing and save the babies. We're going through a period of demonic spirits. Let me say it again. We're going through a period of demonic spirits and demons, and they possessed in people's minds. The lady told me her son committed suicide. He's 12 years old. Another lady said her son committed suicide. He's 21 years old. Well, you said, bitch, all that happening because they caught up in demonic spirits. And you got to be able to pray and talk to God. And God will talk back to you and tell you everything is all right. I want you to get ready. Sister Lisa, Brother Joe, I haven't heard from Deborah Ann this week. I don't know what's going on with her. But God is able Mother Frances, God bless you tonight. I see you on the line. You know, some of the things they get, you get so caught up, you forget what God wants you to do. You get so caught up in chasing the dollar, you lose God. You get chased up in doing other things, you lose your husband, your wife, your children. But tonight, glory, hallelujah, I want to tell you that God is able to bring you out. We're going through the killing over in Israel where all them people was murdered. That's day 911. And they're still killing. And over in Ukraine where they're killing. Over in some part of Africa where they're starving and being murdered. So it's a lot going on in the world. But I'm going to tell you tonight, God is in control. You got to let go tonight and let God. I'm praying for you, Sister Tanya Scott. I'm praying for you, Dr. Kristen Russell. I'm praying for you tonight. It seems like every time you get ready to go to another level, the devil get busy and try to throw you down. But I want you to stay focused where God can keep you going. Ashe, our ancestor. Today was Columbus Day, and it was the Indians Day, the Native Americans, who invited the Italians over and fed them Thanksgiving dinner. When they got through with the dinner, they owned the country. What I want to talk about tonight, God is able to deliver you out or whatever you're in. Exodus 14:14. And this is what he said, Mother Frances. Mama Jo, this is what he said. Step back, Moses. I got to fight this battle. Sometime, Mary, it ain't your battle, it's God's battle. You just have to direct traffic and tell them where you at. Tell them who you are and tell them what you're about. He said, the Lord, David had to let them know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Fret not thyself for evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. David had to make that statement. You have to make the statement tonight, Raymond, your healing. Portia, you have to make a statement that you're going to do better. Now, some of you caught up, and you said, well, Bishop, it's going to stay. Ain't nothing going to stay that way. God is able to change body, mind, soul, and spirit. And tonight, as we come to the Dr. King movement, what movement? The movement of feeding hungry. The movement of helping people. Over at the lounge on the north side, I think four or five people got shot on the outside. They had to close the lounge down. How come every time black folks get together, they end up shooting going on? Kids can't play basketball, football. Somebody got shot on the outside. And they bringing all these people in, Mary, from Guatemala, and they feasting in brown and bags, throw them in people's yard, and they're nasty, don't take no bath. So they saying, what are we going to do with them? Is you going to swap them out for them that fought in Vietnam? Is you going to swap them out for your mama and your daddy that fought for this country? Some people come in on a freeloader. They come in, get new shoes. I've seen four or five of them with iPhones, but they don't supposed to have no money. Brand new gym shoes, okay? On the street cutting hair. And some of them begging. You know, let's let you know how this thing all crossed up The mayor of Chicago, I charge him. The governor of Illinois, I charge him. The president of the United States, I charge him. It can be a better way for the citizens of Chicago have to put up with that. And the day they said 5 more buses coming in. Why are you going to put those people that are sleeping in the police station? And that's a hazard. The fire department supposed to go and shut that down. They don't supposed to be in the police station. That's a fire hazard. Okay? They let everything go head on. But that's wrong. Tonight is your night to receive the trillion flow. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Call me Bright Star. I want to let you know God got a special word for you tonight. And Mary, I want to tell you, I seen something tonight. I'll call me and I'll tell you about it. Sometimes God give you different things to tell people, but sometimes they don't be ready to receive it because they're so wind up in materialistic stuff, they cannot get what God got for them. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to pray tonight for you, and I want to talk about where we go from here. Where do we go? Community of chaos. Where do we go? What do we do for our children that's coming up? What do we do when there's no place to eat and sleep? What do we do when people are sending money all over the world to fight a fight? But what about to fight a hunger here? To fight a homeless? To fight a people don't have nowhere to sleep and eat? What about that fight? Somebody have to take charge and say, this is what I want to do for this country. This is what I want to do for our people. God is able to deliver you tonight from whatever you're going through tonight. God will deliver you and carry you to that level. I'm praying for you tonight, and I'm praying that this Monday night, Dr. King movement will move you to take charge of your family. And I want to say this, stop the killing, save the babies. And it's got to come from the top. Assault weapons, kids got guns, shoot 10 or 12 times. They're killing innocent women and children on their way to school, playing basketball and football. And Congress, Republicans and Democrats ain't said nothing about the mass murder. We kill more people in America than anywhere in the country. Anywhere in the world is more killing going on right here in America. That's sad that we know what's going on. But I hear the words. I hear God saying, Moses, step back. Exodus 14:14, step back. I got this. So what I mean tonight is some things that you got to pray about and leave alone. It's something you have to back away from and let God move in storm, floods, tornadoes. We ain't through with the storm, floods. It's more coming. Earthquakes in different places. People are being suicide, young folks. Why are they doing that? They misguide, not represented, and ain't nobody talking to them to help them out of the witchcraft that hold them. Witchcraft and warlock and witchcraft is busy this month. You're going to take this down. You're going to hear people, Mary, going down the wrong way, hit on collision. I see a plane flying, just dropping out the air. You're going to see it on the news. I see that train running. They both on the same track. And I see one turn over with chemicals going down the hill. These are things going to happen for this month out. Y'all better hear me. I see people jumping out of buildings like a fire. And so many people jumping out to save their lives because the cold ain't up to what it's supposed to be, the fire cold. Everybody just do enough to get by. But who going to take charge of you, your children, your family? God going to take charge. And if God don't take charge, you're on your way to hell. So you got to let go and let God. I'm praying tonight for you, you, and you. Sadie, I'm praying for you. Sherry, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you, I'm praying much for you, Barbara. And I want you to know, people start and they stop. And they don't want to do right towards God, okay? If you got a need tonight, go to my PayPal and seed. I want 7 people to just seed. If you want that 7, move quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as you do that, there's a big miracle blessing for you. And it's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to know tonight that God is keeping watch over you, and God's going to tell you exactly what's going on. God's going to keep you in the knowledge of what's going on. At this 9 o'clock hour, all is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. They showed on the TV all the bombing that was did in Israel. And I said to one of our colleagues, I said, that's Israel 911, killing innocent people. People, you know, you got to understand, when people do that, they are demonic, killing innocent people. I'm praying for you, Sister Jean, wherever you might be tonight. Sister Sarah, I'm praying for you tonight. Misha Brown, I'm praying for you. Karen Nunn, God bless you. In all their ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. Somebody's been having a headache on the left side. I'm going to pray for after a while. Somebody's been having problems in their chest. I'm going to pray for you. Somebody's been having problems in their knees, up and down their knees. The doctor called it rheumatism. God is able to fix it. The lady, the boy said, Bishop, my mama got dementia. I have to take this olive oil and anoint her with it. He obeyed. He didn't want to do it, but he obeyed. When he anointed her with that oil, Mary, the woman began to talk about something happened 40 years ago. He said she didn't even know the family members. God is able to change some things, people. God is able to carry you to the next level on this Monday night. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we come tonight. Somebody needs to plant a seed. Go to my PayPal. Go to the Seed Abraham Gold Sign. Go to PayPal. And I want you to plant that seed quick, fast, and in a hurry. I just say, once you release it, God's going to release something up in heaven for you. Whoever listening is for you. You know, sometimes you have money, you hold it. You wonder, you go shopping and don't do nothing. Then you shop and you still don't do nothing. But I want you to release that blessing. I want you to release that financial blessing. Pearl, I want you to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when you release that financial blessing, doors will open up. I want you to spirit say 111. 111. Spirit just told me. release one 111. Go to Jerry, go to PayPal, and release 111. I don't know what that means. If you lease 111, that's what it says. Go to PayPal, go to the Seed of Abraham, Yoda site, and release seed 111. That 111, Mary, going to be a breakthrough for many people. The Spirit just spoke to me and said 111. I don't know, is that a plane falling? Is that some money you're going to get? I don't know, that 111. Father God, we come this evening, we thank you for what you have said. We said what you have did to back these demons up. Oh, in the name of the Almighty God, demon, loose your hope. That warlock and witchcraft and all that evil going on, that killing is nothing but the spirit of Abaddon. And I bound his spirit on every woman, every child, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hurry. Spirit said, do it quick. 111. 111. 111. Do that 111 and watch God. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you need. Cataracts, tumors, high blood, whatever you need, God going to straighten it out for you tonight. And after this, Lord, hallelujah, everything is in divine order. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And right now as I speak, over in Israel, they had a 911 over there. All those innocent people were at a concert, they got killed. A lot of people got shot in their car, they got killed. That's evil, people. Those are demonic spirits. And them spirit is moving. I just want to let you know that's what's happening. Those are demonic spirits. And them demonic spirits moving. And you got to understand that. But I want you to get ready. I'm praying for you, you, and even you tonight. Those that lost their way, I'm praying for you. I ain't heard from you, Deborah Ann. I don't know where you've been. You might have been to Texas. God bless you tonight. But Deborah Ann, I want you to see 111. I don't care. Yes, you got it. Don't holler. You ain't got it. Don't shake your head. Hey, I want you to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if you got to go get your box, get your a cup, and tell everybody I need one. I wanted my 111. God bless you. I'm expecting. I was talking to Mama Jo, and I was talking to Mother Frances to be in Monroe, a tent service, and in Homer, and they told me to stop in Ruston. If people need prayer, if people need to be touched by God, glory, hallelujah. And I just want you to know, God is able to do something special for you. Now, I told you to read Exodus 14. I done read that, Bishop. Read it again. Because God needs to take charge and fight your battle because you can't fight it. High blood, sugar, cancer, all of that. If you let go tonight, glory, hallelujah, and let God, God will fix it where the doctor can't fix it. All the pills and high blood and sugar, all you got to release the power of the Almighty God. And that angel, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, they're coming to see about you. And I just want you to know that tonight. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon.
He was talking about the valley of dry bones. He was talking about how bad it was and how you people that was caught up, and that was in the valley of dry bones. You in there were people on drugs and dope around you. Then people got cold, sick. They got the COVID. And about five people up here got it. The kids had it. That's why you got to stay in connection with God for doors to open up. You got to stay in the realm of God where the doors can open up for you. Now, you hear what I'm saying? You got to let go and let God, and God will do it. Don't give it up. never give up the fight for what you want, your healing, your delivery, your money, your business. Don't give it up. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Don't give up the fight. Keep praying. Keep calling on the ancestors. I say, I say. When you stand up for your rights, you're going to find out. You're going to find out somebody to love you, somebody to do something special for you. So tonight, I want you to get ready. Uh-huh. Now, what I'm saying to you, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. This is Bob Marley. We got him tonight. And he's talking about one love and talking about stand up for your rights. Whatever right you think you got to stand up for, you can't die down. You got to stand up. You got to let your children and everybody know, this is me and this is what I'm going to do. I talked to Mona. Mona was glad to hear from me. And I'm just glad that God is doing something special for you. And tonight, Psalms 51, and something I want to, you to read tonight, Psalms Exodus 14:14, where God told Moses, Moses, this devil is too big. I got to fight him. So we're under witchcraft. People got heads out in the yard. They got graveyard dirt in your yard. They got demonic spirits. They call them Abaddon, which is the death angel. It's so much going on all over the world. You see 9-1-1 happen over in Israel. They're killing all the innocent people, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. With one love. Let's get together.
One love.
See, we got to holler one love, stop the killings. The kids were playing football the other day, Friday. One of them got shot. And what I'm saying, when three black people, they shoot each other. You know, white folks get together, thousands of them, don't nothing happen. See what I'm saying? So we got to understand, we've got to again, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. One love. And that love from mama to dad to the brother, learn how to forgive. Now, I want you to plant that seed. Good God Almighty. It says 111. I don't know. That 111, something going to happen. You're going to see planes falling. You're going to see cars on the same lane. You know, two cars going the same way, head on. You're going to hear about things happening, people jumping out of houses or fire. This is a demonic month, witchcraft. This is a month where a lot of negativity go on. Ashe, ashe.
Dinner, who's that? Heard all the time.
Feel it. One love. I say, I say.
Let's get together to fight this holy Armageddon. One love. When the man comes, there will be no no two.
One love.
A kingdom of those who can still broken. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
There's no hiding place from God. You have to lay all your cards on the table. And I want to tell you tonight, one love. And once you begin to love yourself, know yourself, be yourself, you can love others. And I want to tell you tonight, God already knows what you need, what you want. You can be stingy. You can get a house, a car, and it all burned down. Look what happened over in our world. Look what happened. Storm, floods. You got to let go and love your sisters and brothers. I say. You know, see what happened over in Israel? That was 9-1-1 in Israel. Same thing happened here. You got to let go tonight and let God.
When the man comes, there will be no no two. A kingdom of those who can still broken. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
God bless you tonight. Mary Scott, God bless you. Tanya Scott. Rosa Cook, God bless you. Lena Mae Anderson in the spirit world.
Be Lord. Be Lord.
Brother Dick, wake up. Dear Wayne, wake up.
Much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a public park than it is to make genuine, quality, integrated education a reality. And so today we are struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality, not merely a struggle against extremist behavior toward Negroes. And I'm convinced that many of the very people who supported us in the struggle in the South are not willing to go all the way now. I came to see this in a very difficult and painful way in Chicago over the last year where I've lived and worked. Some of the people who came quickly to march with us in Selma and Birmingham were active around Chicago. And I came to see that so many people who supported morally and even financially what we were doing in Birmingham and Selma were really outraged against the extremist behavior of Bull Connor and Jim Clark toward Negroes rather than believing in genuine equality for Negroes. And I think this is what we've got to see now, and this is what makes the struggle much more difficult. So as a result of all of this, we see many problems existing today that are growing more difficult. It's something that is often overlooked, but Negroes generally live in worse slums today than 20 or 25 years ago. In the North, schools are more segregated today than they were in 1954 when the Supreme Court's decision on desegregation was rendered. Economically, the Negro is worse off today than he was 15 and 20 years ago. So the unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as the unemployment rate among Negroes. But today the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than whites. As we look at them growing and developing every day, we see the fact that the Negro economically is facing a depression in his everyday life that is more staggering than the depression of the 30s. The unemployment rate, the nation as a whole, is about 4%. Statistics would say from the Labor Department that among Negroes it's about 8.4%. But these are the persons who are in the labor market, who still go to employment agencies to seek jobs, and so they can be calculated. The statistics can be gotten because they are still somehow in the labor market. But there are hundreds of thousands of Negroes who have given up. They've lost hope. They've come to feel that life is a long and desolate corridor for them with no exit sign. And so they no longer go to look for a job. There are those who would estimate that these persons who are called the discouraged persons would be 6 or 7% in the Negro community. That means that unemployment among Negroes will be 16%. Among Negro youth in some of our large urban areas, it goes to 30% and 40%. So you can see what I mean when I say that in the Negro community, that is a major, tragic, and staggering depression that we face in our everyday lives. Now, the other thing that we've got to come to see now that many of us didn't see too well during the last 10 years, and that is that racism is still alive in American society and much more widespread than we realize. We must see racism for what it is. It is the myth of the superior and the inferior race. It is the false and tragic notion that one particular group, one particular race is responsible for all of the progress, all of the insight, and the total flow of history, and the theory that another group or another race is totally